So you apply for a mortgage or a credit card, you might not be sure of your chances. But what if that changed? Adam Levin in the studio with us again tonight. He's with Credit.com, Identity Theft 911, and joins us, as we say here on WTOP. Welcome back, Adam. Always good to see you face to face.
Thank you very much.
What are you doing in Washington this week? Part of your work involves credit scores and maybe expanding our access to getting a look at those.
Well, the goal is right now, you have the Udall Amendment to the Dodd-Frank Act, which says that if you apply for credit and are rejected or get a rate which is unfavorable relative to people with good credit, you're entitled to see the credit score that played a role in that decision or the risk model. And what we're really talking about now is the prospect of expanding that. So whenever you apply for credit, whether you get it, don't get it, or get it at a score that's not, or a rate that's not favorable, that you would have access to it. So it's kind of pushing the envelope a little further. The goal is to get people more in tune, more financially literate with their credit scores, and to, you know, it's addicting. Once you know what your scores are, you want to make them better, or you want to make sure that you can actually keep them where they are.
You're down here in D.C. quite a bit from New York. How do you find the, let's call it, legislative atmosphere? Are people, they're certainly open to hearing your ideas, but how much change can we expect as far as tightening our security so we don't get ripped off, improving our access to what you were just talking about, making things overall better for the consumer?
Well, no, people have been very receptive down here. Of course, the issue is that they're, you know, they're struggling with budgetary issues right now, which seem to, you know, take the front and center.
Kind of take all the air out of the room, really, right?
Yeah, but one of the big issues down here that we're also talking about is the CFPB and the appellate court division that raises some questions about not only the NLRB, but also Director Cordray in terms of the recess appointment. And of course, we're very supportive of the CFPB as well as Director Cordray. So we'd like to see a positive outcome. We'd actually like to see him appointed as the permanent director so we don't have to sort of live through this where there really is consent by the Senate.
Let's turn back to the credit scores. We're talking about improving them in this still very new year. Take us through step one and two of that. What do you do?
Well, one of the things you do is you go to annualcreditreport.com, which is the government-mandated site where you're entitled to a copy of a report from each of the three credit reporting agencies once a year for free. That's very important. Another thing that you can do is come to a site like credit.com where we offer a free look at your credit standing and how it evolves over the year, either positive or negative. And we work with you to kind of help you understand how to better get that score up. So that's something very important. Also, engaging in a culture where you yourself on a daily basis go to your bank accounts, your credit accounts, you take a look and make sure that every transaction you see is yours. You can also pay for credit monitoring and fraud monitoring services. They're out there. You can also enroll in programs with your bank or your credit union or your credit card company where they inform you of transactions that occur. It's all part of being self-aware. You know, some people think a credit report is an indication of how well you manage. I always thought it was really an indication of how self-aware you are. And that's a very important thing, especially when applying for a job or applying for credit.
Somebody may be driving around tonight and thinking, I've never had any trouble getting a loan before. Why do I have to bother with that credit score? I guess it's just being a responsible consumer, making sure you know what the financial agencies, the banks know about you, see what your record is all about.
Well, no, it's very important. And the key thing now when you get to real self-awareness, it's if you look at your credit report and you see something that's inaccurate, do you just say, that's inaccurate, or do you do something about it? Do you contact the bureaus and engage in a process of disputing it? If you see something on your credit report that's negative but accurate, do you then submit a 100-word statement explaining what happened once you figure out what it is that caused the problem? And then do you develop a compelling argument as to what went wrong, why, and what you're doing to correct the situation so you won't have that problem in the future?
Adam, thank you very much. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thank
That's
you.
Adam Levin, live on WTOP. Glass Enclosed with us tonight. He is with Credit.com and Identity Theft 911.